Doug Newton, Exira EHK boys basketball coach with us on the pregame. An unblemished start to the year for the Spartans. Coach, what has impressed you the most about this team's unbeaten run to begin the year?
Well, we just kind of seem to find a way to get it done, I guess. They don't ever really seem to be too worried about whether we're going to win or not. They just seem to find a way to get it done each night.
How about Boyer Valley coming to your place on Tuesday, and a little bit of a younger group this year for the Bulldogs? They've had their some struggles early on, but what are some things you'll be focusing on to come out and try and execute on Tuesday night?
Well, like you said, they graduated terribly hard. They had a large number of seniors last year, and we don't know a whole lot about them, to be honest with you. I don't know whether a lot of them are little brothers to some of those guys or not, because there's a lot of the last names are the same, but the first names are different. But they don't have near the size they've had in the past couple of years, so that should be in our favor as far as that goes. And then we just need to do a better job of taking care of the ball and knowing what a good shot is, and there's been a good shot and a quick shot there on Saturday against Lennox. When kind of getting down to the end of the game, we could have maybe been a little more patient on offense and taken a little more time on our end of it and limited the number of possessions that they got. So we just need to kind of, in some cases, take care of ourselves and not worry about the opponent.
What are some ways you've been able to utilize the depth that you have to your advantage this season?
Well, mostly here recently with just a little bit of sickness. We don't have it as bad as some schools around have had it. Coon Rapids had a terrible bout with it, and they probably aren't done with it yet. But Derek Comas and Easton Nelson both have missed games, and there's been probably a handful of them. There's a couple of kids not going to be at practice today on Monday here, and we missed several practices last week with kids, and just having a number of kids to put in there while other kids are gone or trying to recoup from being sick has been probably the biggest blessing to those numbers.
As you approach the holiday break, what are going to be some areas of emphasis? Are you going to have some scrimmages coming up that could help you? And how do you plan to utilize all that extra time you have before your next game?
Well, you definitely, you kind of step back and take a look and see, what has worked and build on that. Maybe what hasn't worked and figure out why, and either maybe scrap that or add some new things that we haven't gotten to yet. And we need to get better against the zone. Zone seemed to slow us down quite a bit, and we seem to settle more for the outside shot than what we probably need to at times. But we'll get after it here coming next week, and when we get back and try to get in a little bit better shape. And then on New Year's Eve day, we'll go over to Harlan, and it's going to be us and Harlan and Carroll Public and Trainer. So there won't be for lack of competition over there. So I guess that'll show us what we're made of.
Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
It's Exira EHK boys basketball coach Doug Newton. Plenty more ahead on the pregame as we're in between the girls and the boys contest. Stick with us. Back with more after these on 96.5 KSOM.